Hello, love. Welcome to Self Love Chat. My name is Saida Johnson, and this is the place to be to chat about self-love, self-awareness, confidence, and mindset. Hello, loves. Welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about don't blame others, take self-responsibility. It was Alana Hunt who said, "It is only when you take responsibility for your life that you discover how powerful you truly are." Right away, when you hear her story, she openly admits that most of her life, she played the blame game, but it was a game she couldn't win. If you are listening to this podcast episode today and you would like to change your life, but there might be some painful patterns you might be repeating. I remember many times throughout my journey where I would blame the boyfriend who constantly cheated, the absentee father for why I couldn't trust anyone, my emotionless mother for why I was afraid to be vulnerable, and so on and so forth. Yes, all these things have happened. However, here's a shift in perspective for you. When you take responsibility for your life, your healing, and your behavior, something powerful happens. You realize you are the true creator of your life. You gain confidence and strength when it comes to making decisions, and you begin to validate yourself. True independence is born when you start to take ownership of your life. No more daddy or mommy wasn't there. As an adult, you choose to begin your healing journey. No more will there be third and fourth chances for your spouse. You now know your worth, and you will not lower your standards any longer. You will not push yourself aside. You will not lie to yourself. You will not hide. When you love yourself, I mean truly love yourself, you will do what it takes to create happiness and maintain peace within yourself. Simply by asking to meet the one, asking for a more peaceful life with less drama, asking for supportive friends and family, asking not to be alone any longer, or asking to balance your emotions and clear your mind, whatever it may be. Sometimes we have to be mindful of what we ask for. It might require you to change your habits and behaviors. It might require you to heal past trauma, to be honest with yourself, to let go, to forgive yourself or another. I didn't realize how codependent I was, how passive aggressive I was, how I always thought I was right, and sometimes how cold and detached I was. And yeah, I was looking for love. What was mirrored back to me was exactly what I was giving off. Once I got into a space of healing from my past trauma, my old relationships, healing and shifting the perspective I had with my parents, understanding that they're human, and what our relationship was, and what I choose for it to be now is what I choose for it to be now, is me taking ownership of my life. It is me being responsible for myself. So what I ask of you today is to take ownership of your life today, to take responsibility for your life today. No longer will you go along with what doesn't feel right for you. No longer will you hide. No longer will you blame another. Today, you stand on your own 2 feet. You problem solve, you speak, you act, and you lead your life to greatness. Thank you for tuning in. Please share with your friends and family to support others on their self-love journey. Please leave a comment or review sharing your experience and let me know if this episode was helpful to you. I appreciate you, and until next time, be safe.